Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّي إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will say to Isa, because this is something serious. The people are gathered in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the day that the truth is going to become apparent. This is the day that nothing would be hidden. Nothing is hidden from Allah Azza wa Jal on this day. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Whoever does an atom's weight of good, he's going to see it. Whoever does an atom's weight of evil, he's going to see it. Everything you do, وَكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحْتَضَرٍ. Everything that you do is going to be presented. So the nations are present. The people are present. Thousands and thousands and thousands from the time of Adam until the last day. Everyone is present. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Isa, did you tell the people to take you and your mother as gods other than me? Did you tell the people that? They are the people. He's the one you're following. Isa's the one you're following. Isa, did you tell him to do that? Qala subhanak. Isa said, glory be to you, O Allah. He said, glory be to you. It is not for me to say that to them. I did only said that which you ordered me to. I only said that which you ordered me to. إِن كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَكَدْ عَلِمْتُ. If I said it to them, you would have known. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. You know what is in me and I don't know what's in. Isa is totally freeing himself. Now imagine what they're going to be upon. Imagine what they're going to be upon of sadness, fear. They're looking for Isa to save them. Isa is freeing himself. Subhanak, glory be to you. If I would have said it, you would have known. You know what's in me. I don't know what's in you. I only told them to worship you. Once you brought death to me, you were responsible for them. I'm free from those people. إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأُوا الْعَذَابُ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابُ. When the people who are being followed free themselves from the followers, and every excuse is cut. And they see the punishment. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا. And the people who were following, excuses, everything's cut, no excuse. Brothers, you have no excuse. Sisters, you have no excuse. You won't be able to blame your sins, your weakness on anyone. Everyone is for himself. So, the people who are being followed would say, or the people who are followers, the people who are followers would say, لو أن لنا كرة, we wish we can go back and remove ourselves from them, like they've removed themselves from us this day. We wish we can go back. And there was a verse in Surah Ma'idah. It's going to come. Afwan. It's in Surah Al-An'am. It's going to come. If I can find it now. Naam. In Surah Al-An'am. And the brother in the Salat, he read it last night. It came later on, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of the Kufar, of the people of Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Yawm al-Qiyamah, they see the punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you were to see, and this is going to come in Surah An'am, which he read last night, later on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you were to see, when they are standing in front of the fire, and they said, Ya laytana nuraddu, wa la nukadhiba bi-ayati rabbina. We wish that we can go back, so that we would not deny the ayats of our Lord. And we wish that we can be believers. Now it's time you wish you could be a believer. You wish you were upright now. Esau frees himself from you. That's for the Christians. Those who you disobey in sin, those who you follow upon sin, disobey Allah and the likes of that, they free themselves from you. The sisters that lead you astray and call you to disobedience, they free themselves from you. The brothers that lead you to disobedience, they free themselves. Everyone's going to free themselves from the other individual. I can't help you out today. I can't help you. Even the prophets will free themselves. The Shafa'atul Kubra, the major Shafa'ah for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that the people on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the disbelievers and the believers, because they're standing for hours. They're standing for years. The sweat is up to their ankles. The sweat is up to their knees. The sweat is up to their waist. The sweat is up to their neck. Some of them will be drowning in sweat. The kuffar and the believers, they go up to the prophets. They go up to Adam. Adam, can you speak to Allah as we gel to, you know, bring down the ruling. Where are we going? Where are we going? Can Allah Azza wa Jalla start the reckoning? And subhanAllah, some people going to hell, some people going to paradise, and they want the reckoning to start because Yawm al-Qiyamah itself is punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَةُ الْقُبَرَى الصَّاخَ. Major, the big bang. The rude awakening. So on this day, the people going to feel that this itself is punishment. The disbelievers and the believers go to the prophet, Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Can you speak to your Lord to start it? Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, I can't. I disobeyed Allah in Jannah. I can't. Can't help you. They go to so-and-so. They go to so-and-so. They go to Musa. They go to so-and-so. All of the prophets say we can't do anything. Then they go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Disbelievers and believers. Sahih al-Bukhari. They go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, please, can you request from Allah azza wa jalla to start the reckoning? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam approaches his Lord and bows in prostration. Calls on Allah in a manner he never called on Allah. Calls on Allah in a manner that he never called on Allah. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is interceding for the believers and the disbelievers so that Allah starts the reckoning. Then Allah ta'ala says, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'sak, was'al tu'ata. Allah ta'ala says, Muhammad, raise your head. Ask me and I will give you that which you ask. This is what it's about. So the people are going to free themselves. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he frees himself from the people. Then he says, "In tu'adhibhum fa'innahum ibaduk." If you punish them, they're your servants. "Wa in taghfir lahum fa'innaka antal aziz al hakim." And if you forgive them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Isa said, If you punish them, then they are your servants. And if you forgive them, then you are the mighty, the most wise. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, this is the day that the truthful people will benefit from their truthfulness. They will have paradise underneath which rivers flow. They will dwell in it forever. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. This is the great victory. For Allah is the dominion of the heavens and the earth and that which is between it. And He is able to do all things. I'll stop now. We'll continue later. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslim kathira.